Mr. Correll?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm trying to do this fast because you're getting on a plane. But we've just dismissed the matter that was discussed in executive session. And so I've recessed executive session because we have an item relating to Mr. Correll in open session. So we've recessed executive session, we've gotten back into open session, and we're moving directly to item number 84, which is a request from the complainant to extend preliminary findings of violation with respect to Mr. Correll as part of the Central Oregon Irrigation District. Okay, so I hope I haven't confused anybody. So at this point, we'll go with staff report on item number 84.
Do you want me to do? So just to be clear, it's the request from the complainant is to expand the preliminary findings of violation. You have the extensive memo in your meeting books. There's just some policy considerations I would like you folks to consider. First of all, the requester is not a party to the case. Second of all, the requester was the complainant and could have presented this information during the investigation period, and he'd received a copy of the investigative report. He could have participated in the meeting on 12/14 of 2018 when the commission considered the investigative report and found violations. The matter that they wished the commission to include in the expanded findings was already part of the commission's investigation. Lack of finality to the commission's process of the investigation, unfairness to the respondent, ensuring due process, absence, and these are things that I didn't want you to consider, absence of statutory framework in ORS Chapter 244, any rule in OAR Chapter 199 authorizing or guiding the process for such an expansion of preliminary findings in a post-investigative phase. And lastly, I really want you to consider setting a precedent for the commission where you folks consider all of these at one time. The complaint essentially doesn't agree that you basically didn't find them enough for doing that, and you come back at a later date at the request of the complainant to basically change the sanctions or at least the findings that we had at that point. So those are the things I'd like you to consider in this request from the complainant in this case.
Okay. Discussion, questions for staff?
Question.
Commissioner Sugar.
If we were to make a motion related to this, what would it be?
It would probably be a move to reconsider the preliminary findings.
If it's our intention not to do that, do we have to make
have to
any
do
motion
anything.
At all?
You have to do nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
A motion to reconsider would have to be made by somebody on the prevailing side and would require 2/3 majority to be brought back. So we can do nothing. We can just decide to not to do anything, and the matter dies.
Well, I don't know. Then how? So I guess what I would say is my inclination is that we do not take any additional action with respect to this matter.
Okay.
One other thing I wanted to say, Chair, that the commissioners that are here today are the same commissioners that were here in December of 2018, and you reviewed the full report at that time. So.
Okay. So from a parliamentary procedure, do we just go to the next item, or do we do a...
You could ask for a motion. If there's no motion, we simply move on.
Okay. Is there a motion? There is no motion. We shall simply move on. And so, very good. So,
Mr. Correll and Ms. Tank.
Yeah, Mr. Correll and Ms. Tank, thank you very much for being available for the phone conversation. The commission has decided not to act upon this request. And so that should be a good day for you. And Ms. Tank, we wish you a happy flight and a safe flight.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Take care.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I apologize to the audience member that comes in and goes back out, but
yes.
We have to go back into
does
executive
does she
session.
Have business in open session? Because we could do it now.
I don't think she is.
Let's not make her wait longer than we have to.
Oh.
No? Are we okay?
I think she's a queen.
She came as a guest just to observe.
I apologize that we have to do this in-out thing.
Well, you had an open door.
Yes.
No, you were in, right.
No, you were fine, but we're going back into executive session now.